Well, good morning, everybody. Last night at Mass, there was a woman sitting right where you are sitting, Becky Boyd, and she fainted during the Mass, and she's fine. Afterwards, I said, was my homily that bad? And but then it dawned on me, I think she fainted because the joke was so funny. Are you ready? There's this priest, and he's leaving his parish because it's time for a new assignment. And he's like, you know what I'm going to do? I'm going to do my successor a favor. I'm going to write 3 letters. And I'm going to put them in the drawer. So he does it. And then he tells the next priest, he says, look, when things get bad, just open the first letter. When they get bad again, open the second letter and so on. And the new priest comes and everything's great. Like honeymoon time. Everybody loves him. It's great. And but a little over a year goes by. And there's some drama with the parish council, and they're mad at Father for something. And so Father's having a crummy evening, and he says, I'm going to open that first letter. Opens it up and says, just blame the bishop. I always did that. They bought it every time. And so goes back to parish council, says, look, all the problems in our parish is because of the bishop. Oh, okay, Father, gotcha. About a year or so more goes by. Now it's the finance committee. They could be quite something. And the finance committee, the financials are in a disaster. And everybody's blaming Father. And he says, oh no, what am I going to do? So he opens up that drawer, second letter. It says, it's the former priest. It says, just blame me for all your troubles. By now they probably forgot who I am. And I can take it. I got broad shoulders. And so the guy goes, priest goes to parish finance committee, says, it's all the last priest's fault. Oh, okay. So another year or so goes by. This time, Father doesn't, he made a decision that a lot of people didn't like. And there was a big revolt in the parish. He opens that third letter in despair. And it says, write 3 letters. I have to thank you because I've been here 5 years. I haven't needed to open my first one yet. But I just was thinking about that story because I was at the priest convocation last week. We get together once a year with the bishop. And some of my priest friends are getting ready this weekend to have their last weekend at their current assignment before they've been moved. And so I've been thinking about that, praying for them, and praying over our gospel today. And I think it's just so beautiful, like, This gospel, Jesus, the way he ends this gospel by talking about this farmer. And Jesus paints this picture of a rather obscure farmer who sets his hand to the plow, starts plowing, but instead of looking forward, looks backwards. And, of course, the consequence is a hot mess. The furrows are in diagonals and it's a disaster. And Jesus says, no one who sets a hand to the plow and looks to what was left behind is fit for the kingdom of God. And it's kind of like driving, of course, you know, that the windshield is bigger than the rearview mirror for a reason. And if you're trying to go forward looking in the rearview mirror, you're going to get in an accident. And it won't work out well for anybody. Jesus is calling us to always be moving. The Mass, there's 4 options for how it can end. The deacon gives the dismissal, but every single one of them starts with go. Like Jesus is always calling us to keep going, to move on, move forward. St. Junipero Serra, it's his feast day on July the 1st. And he had a phrase that kept him going his whole life. He was a missionary, Franciscan missionary, built, and he brought the Catholic faith to California and lots of other places. It wasn't always easy on him. But he had a phrase that kept him going his whole life. Siempre adelante. Always forward. Always forward.
And that Jesus always is calling us to keep moving forward. You look at the lives of the saints, and they did it. You know, think about the patroness of our diocese, Mother Theodora Guerin, who came across the ocean from France in a journey that almost killed her. But then she got here, okay, let's go. And then she built one school. Let's keep going. Let's build another one. And she did that 40 times. And then, like, it was always, there were so many successes, there were so many hardships and failures. In all of it, she kept going. She kept moving. And that's the story with all the saints. That's all the saints. That's the prophets. That's Jesus, who fell not once, not twice, but three times. And even when his message was rejected, even when Jesus was spat upon and rejected himself, he shook the dust from his feet and he kept going. And like, our lives, the harvest depends on it, is the thing. Jesus uses this image of the plow, I think, for no accident. Yes, we all have work to do, and we got to keep focused ahead on the Lord. We got to keep going. We got to keep moving. And it's work, and it's awesome. But the plow breaks open this dirt so that seeds can go into it and that it can become fertile. And the plow has a way of burying the past and preparing for a future. And Jesus is telling us that with our life of faith, it's the same thing. Our life in general, it's the same thing. We are to be like the farmer who is smart and keeps his eyes straight ahead, fixed on Christ, fixed on the kingdom. And we plow forward and we try to break open not just our own hearts so that the graces of the seeds of the grace of God can be planted there, but so that through in all we do that with all of the people in our families and the people that we know. We keep on going. Siempre adelante. Sometimes we have failures and we like to just stew in them. Sometimes we make mistakes and we just kind of live there. Sometimes we lose a job, we lose a relationship, and we just want to just be done. And then we like to stew in our misery. Jesus says, move on. Move forward. Siempre adelante. Always forward. And when you have good things that happen to you, successes that you can't even believe that it's real, we don't just sit there and say, well, that's great. No, we move forward. We keep going because we're not done yet. You know, I'm thinking about the beautiful Dobbs case that just came out. Thanks be to God. You realize that happened on the Feast of the Sacred Heart of Jesus, the Feast of St. John the Baptist, who leapt in the womb of his mother. And it happened at 10:10, which John chapter 10, verse 10 says, I came that they might have life and have it to the full. And so, like, this is a huge victory for life. It's a huge victory for civil rights. It's a huge victory for humanity. Praise the Lord for our country. But we're not done. There's a lot more to do. There's a lot more to do. Siempre adelante. Let's go. You know? And like, that's the course of our life. Our personal lives, the lives of our, like, siempre adelante. Always moving forward. Not looking in the rearview mirror. Looking in the windshield. Yes, we mourn the stuff that didn't go great. And we celebrate the stuff that went awesome. But siempre adelante. With God, with Christ, we keep moving forward to the kingdom. Doing our work faithfully, diligently, with all our heart, generously. Plowing those fields, going to the kingdom. It's a little too much for one person, you know. And so thanks be to God that we have Jesus, the bread of life, who sustains us in that mission that he gives. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.